well, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Give a lot of clap offering. Praise your Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise your Jesus. If everybody be quiet now, let the peace of God fill this place some more. Say, Jesus, I'm blessed with your grace. I'm blessed with your mercy. I'm blessed with your compassion. I'm blessed with your faith. I'm blessed with your love. I'm blessed with your forgiveness. And right now, I exercise that faith by taking authority over Satan in Jesus' name. I bind principalities and powers in Jesus' name. And I receive the refreshing, the Shekinah glory that comes through you, Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight, in this place, we sit in your presence. And we thank you, and we praise you, and we honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Ain't that good? Hallelujah. I can feel oil on my lips. Praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. God wants to talk about tonight, God the Holy Spirit, about the revelation of Jesus. And everything we learn about Jesus is going to make us stronger. Amen? Whether it's his love, his faith, his grace, his mercy, his peace, the fruits of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, about the power of his name. And the more we learn about Jesus, the better off we're going to be. That means we won't be learning about our flesh and about ourselves. But we'll be putting Jesus first. Amen? Hallelujah. Revelation means the uncovering of something hidden. We know that Jesus was sent by the Father on earth, and that truth has been uncovered to us by the Holy Spirit as we accepted Jesus into our lives. And if he's in us and we believe that, then we must believe it's God's will for him to be in us. And I'm in God's will and you're in God's will because we've accepted Jesus Christ. So if we're in his will, we ought to receive the revelation, the light, the power of the Holy Spirit into our lives. Amen? Amen. Ain't that true? Amen. Hallelujah. The benefits of Jesus, do I believe they're God's will? That is God's will to have those benefits. I am in Jesus. Jesus is in me. I am in God's will. Then if I'm in God's will, why can't I have the things that the Bible says I can have? Because we got to learn to walk in the Spirit. God says in Isaiah 55 that my thoughts are not your thoughts and my ways are not your ways. Do you know when you're flowing in the Spirit, we are doing things by the Spirit, which is not my thoughts or your ways. It's God's thoughts and God's ways. So when you attempt to go to pray for somebody, you find it happens. Then the next time you go and you may not be in the Spirit of God, and it may not happen. So God wants to teach us tonight revelation of Jesus, how to flow in the Spirit, how to trust in the Holy Spirit that's in us, how to believe in the truth and the power of the Word of God, how to believe in his love and his forgiveness. All of that is the revelation of Jesus. Turn, if you would, to John, if you would, Steve, John 16, 13. Hallelujah. This scripture is always with me. I preach on an awful lot of these scriptures, I should say. Starting with 13, we'll go 14 and 15. John 16, starting with verse 13, and we'll go 14 and 15. 13 says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, But whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Hallelujah. Verse 14. He will glorify me, for he will not take of what is mine. He'll take of what is mine and declare it to you. So he will declare his thoughts, his ways, his power. Amen? Hallelujah. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. God wants to teach you how to walk in the Spirit, how to receive the things of God, how to receive the revelation or the light of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Not the things of the devil, not the things of the world, not the things of our mind, but the things of God. And sometimes it's very difficult because the mind is enmity against God. It don't want to obey God. So we constantly got to work at the Word of God, teaching the mind what to say and what to do in given situations. Amen? In other words, we don't want to flow with sin. We don't want to flow with what the world's teaching. We want to invite God into our world. Amen? We ought to call on the kingdom. Amen? Let the kingdom rise up in us because the kingdom is in us, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 15, all things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. So God has given us a blank check. That's why we started the service off by saying, I'm blessed with his grace, I'm blessed with his mercy, I'm blessed with his peace, I'm blessed with his love, I'm blessed with his forgiveness, I'm blessed with his gifts, I'm blessed with his fruits, I'm blessed with the mind of Jesus Christ. Now we're saying that, but it may not be manifesting in our lives. So God wants you to know tonight that all that good stuff is in you in Christ Jesus. Amen? And so the Holy Spirit wants to give you a blank check, telling you that everything the Father has is in us in Christ Jesus. And so that means we should have the anointing. Everybody has a different anointing. There's the fivefold anointing, and there's different kinds of anointings. And so God wants you to know tonight that you are sitting in his presence. There's angels in this place. See, the first thing we got to do is start believing that where two or three are gathered, there I am. We got to believe it's God's will that he's in this place. It's God's will for you and I to be walking in his will, in his power, that the Spirit of God is in us, and he wants to teach us how to walk in his knowledge, in his ways. Amen? See, all of us, including me, we don't always walk in his ways. So, the Holy Spirit here, he will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. Can you imagine that there's nothing that should be hidden from us? If we want to spend the time in prayer, spend the time in the Word of God, he will reveal it to us. It'll become a part of us. Nothing should be hidden from us. But because of the world we're in, how busy we are doing our business and everything else, it takes a lot of time in prayer in the Word of God to get these things manifesting in our lives. And the devil will try to keep you away from the Word, keep you away from prayer. The Holy Spirit will try to draw you into prayer, try to draw you into the Word of God, draw you into the blessings of Jesus, draw you into the faith of Jesus. So when you walk in this world, you see, you can do the same as he done. Amen? And so he wants to release, when God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, they're higher than your thoughts. My ways are different than your ways. So when I go, and so his ways is the Spirit of God in me. That's his ways and his thoughts. So when I go to pray for somebody, I've got to learn how to flow in his thoughts and his ways. That's flowing in the Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit takes from Jesus, he gives us his thoughts, his ways, and he manifests it in our lives. But because your mind cannot understand his thoughts and his ways, your mind fights it. That's a normal thing that goes on. So the Holy Spirit is going to take from Jesus and give to you and I his thoughts and his ways, and is done by his Spirit. Can you receive that? So when I'm going to flow in the gifts, we think we're doing it. But it's his thoughts, his way, his Spirit. And that's what we got to learn to cooperate with. So God wants us to understand his thoughts and his ways are higher than our thoughts and our ways. But when he gives you the Spirit, he'll take from Jesus and give to us what? his thoughts and his ways about whatever, about the gifts, about the supernatural realm, about visions and dreams and whatever. That's how you and I receive the things of God. We must learn to get into the Spirit, which is his thoughts and his ways. It's a transfer from Jesus by his Spirit. But what happens, saints, we get into this little authority as a believer, and we start getting out of his thoughts and his ways, and we start doing it our way. What we think we remember the word said. But in order to have his thoughts and his ways, you must be led by the Spirit. In God, the Holy Spirit reserves that from your mind, his thoughts and his ways. Why? Because your mind don't understand his thoughts and his ways. My thoughts are different. My ways are higher. So obviously, he can't relate that to this because our minds can't receive his thoughts and his ways. It may sound difficult, but if you'll get a hold of this, saints, you'll be able to flow in the Spirit anytime. You'll be able, to expect the Holy Spirit to release the things from Jesus into your life. That's a revelation of Jesus. That's light and that's truth. Amen? So we must believe that we're in God's will because we're in Christ. You know what it says in Jude 1:20, build up your most holy faith? Well, you pray in tongues. In Philemon 1:6, you release your faith after you built it up and identify with all those good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. And the more you do that, the more you get it into your mind, you'll find it easy to flow in his thoughts and his ways. You'll be by his Spirit, but you'll find it easy. Once you break through this, saints, I'm telling you, you can go anywhere in the spirit realm because the Holy Spirit's there to release it. But you got to learn his ways and his thoughts. And it won't be lined up with these thoughts and these ways that come out of this. Now, to some people, let me say, that sounds confusing. The problem today in the church, we ain't learned how to do it his ways and with his ways and his thoughts because it's his Spirit. And that means it takes time to pray in the Spirit, to study the Word of God, to tell the Holy Spirit that you need his help and his teaching and his counseling and his comforting. In these areas, you need him to release Jesus, the things from Jesus into your life. You need more of Jesus. Jesus must become more important in our lives. You know, at this time of year, everybody has a play. Everybody, we go over there and we have this play. See, I want to see the real Jesus. And I'm not against that, but I want to see the real Jesus. I want to see the manifestation of his thoughts and his ways. That means I believe that when he said, "Would two are gathered in my name," that's his thoughts and his way. He's here. The anointing and the Spirit of God is upon us. Visions and dreams have been opened to us. Amen? Some people will not receive this. Some people will never realize how you flow. See, we got this whole thing taught to us in Mark 16. These signs will follow those who believe. Well, who's the sign? Well, if you study on further, you find out Jesus went with them, working with them, confirming the word. It was actually him doing it. You know why? It has to be his thoughts and his ways. If you're going to do anything. So I'm standing here, and I have these thoughts and these ways that comes out of my mind. The Holy Spirit reserves the right to keep it from this, because this mind cannot receive the thoughts and ways of God. You know why? It can't understand it, so it'll argue with God. That's where the enmity comes in. Unless you constantly renew your mind, even then, you need the work of the Holy Spirit. His thoughts and his ways is the Holy Spirit operating in your life. And God was telling me that he's about to awaken a great move of the Spirit of God in the body of Christ. Not in just one man or one woman, but in the body of Christ. I think they were singing and talking about that tonight. Leslie gave a word about that, yes. Hallelujah. See, sometimes we get these things and we say, I've heard that before. See, when you say that, that's your thoughts and your ways. That's not God. When you say miracles, or when you God, the Holy Spirit says, you need to change. No, I've been saved a long time, Lord. I know all about that stuff. Have you ever wondered why it doesn't happen in the churches today? I'm going to show you. I never thought you'd ask. The first place, turn, if you would, Steve, to Psalms 103. Psalms 103. Oh, blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Help us, Jesus. I'm getting over there. Hold your water here. Oh, he's trying to figure out which one. Yeah, okay, Steve. We'll go 1 to 3. Psalms 103, 1 to 3. Verse 1 says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Okay, so we know we got to go around and start, Lord, I'm blessed with your grace. I'm blessed with your name. I'm blessed with your compassion. I'm blessed with your peace. I'm blessed with your gifts. I'm blessed with your fruits. Amen? Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul. That's how you bless him. Forget not all. But you see, they're not ours. Whose benefits? So it's going to take his ways and his thoughts to release the benefits by the Spirit into us and through us. See, we kind of think, oh, that's mine. It's his benefits. And those benefits are going to operate by his thoughts and his ways. So it's going to take the Spirit of God releasing his benefits from Jesus with that way of the way God does it in his thoughts. They're his benefits. So his benefits operating in me and operating in you has got to come from his thoughts and his ways and his Spirit. Is that true? Yes. See, we automatically read that and walk around and say, yeah, blah, 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 these are my benefits. Blah, 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 these are my. We look like little woodpecker. What was his name? Yeah, Woody Woodpecker. Forget not all his benefits. See, and people wonder why I keep saying about his thoughts are high and his ways are different. And it's his Spirit that takes from Jesus what? His benefits. And gives them to us. But it must be done by his Spirit, his thoughts and his ways. We think because he went to the cross, everything is ours. No, they're his, and his benefits only operate by his thoughts and his ways. Is that good? Okay. He always says it. He comes once a month. He says, we love you. He's the only one who says it. Oh, she does too? Two. One, two. Praise God. Who forgives all your iniquities? That's God's ways. To forgive us. Everything. Who heals all your diseases? That's God's ways. That's God's thoughts. Amen? Who redeems your life from destruction? Well, how come the whole church is walking in destruction? He redeemed us. Say, I'm redeemed. That's God's ways. That's God's ways. That's God's thoughts. And by his Spirit, I'm redeemed. Huh? Yeah, I gotta say it, yeah. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, not with hate and murder.
Help us.
Loving kindness.
Yes.
You know, we have trouble being kind to one another being tolerant to one another. You know, we always pick out everybody's problems. People will say, if you could only... God's thoughts in God's ways is to love, forgive, and walk in the Spirit. I don't care what Joe Blow over here is doing. I have enough trouble taking care of myself. I know you lovely people don't, but I do. Who satisfies your mouth with good things. So hate and bitterness is not good things. Unforgiveness is not good things. Your mouth, he says, will be satisfied with good things. All good things come out of Jesus. Amen? So that your youth is renewed like the eagle. I'm renewed. They took my gallbladder, but I'm renewed. I'm God's rascal without a gallbladder. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you want to have some fun, complain about your gallbladder and have it taken out. Last Friday, a couple of Fridays ago, man, the Spirit moved here. I got up in the morning, man, I was so anointed, drunk in the Spirit, man. I went in the prayer closet. Ooh! Oh! Well, I won't do that no more. I said to God, me and my wife took the Lord's Supper before we came down here. I says, thank you, Jesus, for taking my gallbladder. Well, some people say, well, that's not God. Well, how come Paul got bit by a snake? How come he told Timothy, take a little wine for your stomach? Maybe he had a gallbladder problem. How come he spent all night in the ocean? How come Paul kept saying, why am I doing the things I don't want to do? Have you ever thought that? I'm a Christian. Why am I doing them things? Why am I saying them things? Because he wants you to take authority over those thoughts and bring every thought into the obedience of Christ. See, we lean too much to our own understanding in this world. Hallelujah. Okay, you want? I'm going to just sneak in a little thing here. 1 Kings 19. Listen now. 19:20. No, we'll go with 19 and 20. Put up 19 there. Okay. So he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of... That's good. That's the way I'd have said it. Who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him. He was with the 12. And Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle on him. Now listen, saints. God has placed his mantle on you. And you know what the problem is? What did Elijah say here? 20. And he left the oxen, ran after Elijah, and said, please let me go kiss my father and my mother, then I'll follow you. We got too many things before Jesus in our lives. We got too many things we want to do first, and Jesus ain't first. In order to have God's thoughts and God's ways, when you receive the mantle, he must somewhere on this journey become first in our lives. Not what you got to get done, not what you want to do, because you need to, and I need to learn to follow him. Following him is by his Spirit in his thoughts and his ways. All the Word of God. We must grow into. You see, he passed the mantle. You and I, we've been baptized in the Spirit by Jesus. Baptized by the Holy Spirit as well as baptized in the Spirit by Jesus. We have received the mantle. How many things in a week do you tell Jesus, I got to do this, then I'll do you. Then I'll follow you. And we wonder about the anointing. And we wonder about the love. And we wonder about the grace. And we wonder about the gifts. Because we put everything first. Let me do this first, Jesus. Then I'll follow you. He's looking for people today. And he's not going to take any excuse who will say, Jesus, you're first. I'm going to pray before I leave the house. I'm going to read the Word of God before I leave the house. I'm going to do what you're asking me to do before I leave the house. Jesus is not a Santa Claus. Everybody's after his money.
Come on, tell me like it is.
Do you know when people are wealthy? Everybody's after their money. Well, you can know there's not many people after me. Hallelujah. Turn now to Luke 9. Luke 9. Praise you, Jesus. Yeah, 59 to 62. Then he said to another, follow me. And he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Now, God's not against anybody burying their moms or dads or brothers or whatever it may be. When you and I get the mantle, saints, Jesus must become first. And if he's giving you an assignment on Monday and you can't get it done till Wednesday, who are you following? You're following your flesh. 60, Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but go and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house. Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand to the plow, looking back, is even fit for the kingdom. Once I hear this, once I understand God's condition for me, I must learn by the Spirit of God to do it his thoughts and his ways. That means Jesus is first. I got to put my hand to the plow, and I got to stop looking back. The devil's always trying to get us to run the old film. You ever notice that? Do you ever notice how people are always in a battle because the devil gets you to run the old film and you're still living in the old life? He's put you a mantle on you. He's put you in the kingdom. He says old things have passed away. All things have become new. Yet we're always in this battle over here. Always running the old film. Always struggling with ourselves. And you know what people are like and why they are like that? I thought you'd never ask. Good, thank you. Turn to 1 Corinthians 3, 2 and 3, if you would, Steve, please. 1 Corinthians 3. Oh, there it is. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it. See, we all think we're spiritual giants. And we don't hear the things of God. We don't hear his ways. We don't hear his thoughts. We ain't got Jesus first. And even now, you are still not able. That means I've got to grow in God's ways. I've got to get Jesus first in my life. I've got to learn his thoughts and his ways by his Spirit. See, most Christians today who are Pentecostal charismatic say, no, I'm not on milk. Well, how come you can't be minted? How come you can't be corrected?
Come on.
Well, turn to 3. For you are still carnal. For where there are envy and strife and divisions among you, are you not carnal, behaving like mere men and women? Well, that's about him or her. That's not me. He's talking right to all of us. If you are still on milk and you're trying to flow in the miracles and gifts of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit cannot take from Jesus and give to you the supernatural understanding of his knowledge and his wisdom because you're still on milk. How do you find out if you're still on milk? Drive down Academy, and if someone gives you the finger, what do? Do you pray for them, or you try to run them off the road? I know that sounds mean. I mean, why do you say that? We was going good here until I heard that. See, I can only, God, the Holy Spirit, I can only transfer into you. If you're still on milk, that's all you're going to get. Right. See, God's trying to kill us. Yes. Die to self.
Yes.
And we got much to die to. And everything to live for. If you've got the mantle, who are you following? Your flesh, your ideas? Tomorrow or Sunday is Easter. We'll have the people who come on Easter, and you won't see them again. And when they come, they'll say, "Do you remember me, Pastor? I love you so much. This is my church." See you next year. So you got something going wrong in the church and you call them and say, "Can I get you help?" "I'm not called to do that." Right? Are you still carnal? Am I still carnal? If we don't get into the Spirit, if we don't renew our minds, if we ain't led by the Spirit of God, we'll stay on milk and you'll never see the miracles and you'll never see the supernatural and you'll never see the power of God in your life because he can't give it to you because we're on milk. And we are cafeteria Christians. I like that. I don't want no peas. I don't want that. I don't want to speak in tongues. I'll sleep tonight. Praise God. You know why? I'm being obedient.
That's right.
The devil won't have to remind me, "You didn't dare to say that. I'm going to keep you up all night." Praise you, Jesus. Still carnal, envy, strife, divisions. Isn't that not carnal? That's how you prove yourself. There's people here who just sit in bitterness. I look out there, and some of you look like you've been sucking on lemons for 6 months. He wants to be a free. He wants to free. Anybody, you got an adjustable wrench?
Come on.
I'm going to free him up, man.
Holy Ghost. Fire.
Hallelujah. Okay, one more place. Galatians 1:2. There you go. "And all the brethren who are with me." That ain't what I'm looking for. Chapter 1, verse 2.
"All the brethren."
No, I don't want that.
"Are with you."
Are you trying to get on me, Jesus? What's this, man?
"All the brethren."
No, I don't know what I'm looking for. 1:12. Was you there before? Okay. "For I neither received it from man."
Yes.
You see, because his thoughts and his ways don't come from man. "Nor was I taught it, But it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. Woo! I just preach myself happy. Praise God. Hallelujah. The revelation of Jesus. It comes from His thoughts, His ways. Light will come in you. The Holy Spirit will transfer from Jesus. If you get off of milk. If you can be mented. If you can be corrected. Do you know how many times I've emptied this church out? In 35 years? I preached one time suffering for Christ, and there was 100. The next week, there was 50. Lyndon said, boy, you preached a house cleaning one that one time, man.
Come on now. Preach it clean.
Hallelujah. I got a word of knowledge. Someone's got 4 cuts in his belly. Huh? Yeah, me, yeah. I was wondering if he was going to catch on, that's all. When they went in with that laser, I think they touched my funny bone. Hallelujah. For I never received it. You see, you get the mantle. Who are you following? What revelation are you receiving? What light is coming to you? Is it about you? I'll follow you, Elijah says. Let me go kiss someone first. Let me go do this first. So he tells you to do something on Sunday or Monday. You don't get it done by Thursday. Then you get it half done because you ain't led by the Spirit by then. So you only get half of the picture. What has God asked you to do?
Well, God ain't talked to me.
Oh, really? You got earplugs in. Whoop. Whoop. There's that new wine again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you're blessed?
Yes.
Hey, Jeff. Praise you, Jesus. Play number 8 in the orange, please. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord.
You, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
You're my healer. You're my salvation. Son of David, the Almighty God. Root of Jesse, the faithful Redeemer, the returning King. You're the Lord of all.
You're the anointed
sacrifice, Holy Lamb of Calvary.
Praise you, Jesus.
In all creation, you're the fairest of all. You're the rock of the ages. You are my refuge. build my safe harbor in time of a storm. You're the Lord of all, the majestic Savior, and you've come down from paradise to take us home.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You were birthed of the Spirit, a heavenly Christ child. You're my loving shepherd, my Savior, my Lord, designer, creator, Holy Spirit baptizer, the light of this universe. You're the Lord of all. Bible says, I heard the voice of a great multitude in heaven saying alleluia and glory and honor and praise to the King. The Bible says it'll sound like the voice of many waters, mighty thunder, as people come from every nation to declare He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of all.
He's the Lord of all. Majestic Savior, and He's come down from paradise to take us home.
Are you husband and wife? You too? Hallelujah. God's showing me there's been a big wave coming against you, some kind of a type of a storm. And God says, my son and my daughter, if you'll just keep following me and keep your eyes on me, although it's going to look like it ain't going to work, but God says it's going to work, as I tell you tonight by my spirit, it's going to be rolled back. Right now it's occupying all your thoughts and it's kind of getting you and you don't know what direction to really, really go. You're trying to almost use it like a sounding board. And that's okay, because the Holy Spirit's going to guide you and give you some wisdom. But that which was trying to come close to you, was trying to drag you and put you down because of teachings or something, God is rolling that back. And God says, my son and my daughter, you're going to see a freedom, and you're going to see God move in your lives, and you're going to see God move in some other areas of some people's lives. And God said He's going to explode things into your lives, and you're going to transfer it. You're going to pass on. You're going to follow Jesus, because the Spirit of God has got something apply, something already prepared for you. It's in your spirit by the Holy Spirit. And as this is rolled back, the power of God, all things are possible to God. Mark 9:23, all things are possible to you if you'll believe. If you'll believe and receive what God's saying tonight, He'll roll that back and you'll see clearly, clearly what the enemy has covered with and put something on top of some blessings of God that you haven't seen yet. But God's going to roll it back, and you're going to see it was all hidden by darkness, but now revelation and light is going to come upon it, and it's going to guide your life and bless you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There seems to be some pressure on you, dear. And God says, sometimes you almost wonder what you're doing. But God says that's all part of me changing and transforming your life, the both of you. So there has been conversations of the flesh, but not of the spirit at times. During those times when you felt like you was dragging and what am I doing and so on and so forth. And sometimes that came out of you. That fleshly response came out of you. But you've always come back to me, saith the Lord, and I've always refreshed you and I've always encouraged you. So where you're at and what you're doing, I've called you to do that. I've anointed you to do that. It may be just for a season. So watch for the doors to be closed and watch for the doors to be open, because I will be doing that. The gates of hell cannot prevail against you, because I have closed those gates. I've given you authority. So those times of fleshly desires that you might as well just chuck it all in, God says, don't do that. God says, listen to me. God says, speak my blessings upon your life. Speak my blessings upon your marriage. Speak my blessings upon your calling. Call to God and tell him that you are blessed with the anointing to teach, the anointing to preach, the anointing to minister, because God says he's after you, the enemy, and he's trying to get you to quit like he does many other people. But God says, tonight, refreshing will come to you, direction will come to you, wisdom will come to you, and you'll walk out of here saying, God just spoke to me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. All the time? Monday through Sunday? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Are you two sisters or cousins or just friends? Oh, you've been here before, haven't you? Have you been here before, dear? I didn't think so. Huh? What was you saying? Her first time. Well, praise God. Are you from this country originally, born and raised here, dear? Or are you from another country? Can she speak English? Why are you speaking for her? Where are you from, dear? Korea. How long you been? Oh, a long time. See, why are you talking for her? The Holy Ghost is your mouthpiece, right? Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. You know what God's going to change your countenance? You know what your countenance is? Your face, your countenance. God's going to refresh it. God's going to change the countenance on your face. She just wants to get into this, don't she? Her. What's your name, dear? Julie? That's a good name, dear. And your Korean name was what? Okay. I won't try to repeat it. I don't talk good anyway. Hallelujah. Julie, right? Well, Julie, God's going to change the countenance on your face tonight. I'm going to have a prayer line. You're coming up here, and God's going to change that countenance. There has been some things in your life that's really, really taxed your countenance. You know, sometimes we go through things and it winds up in our face and in our countenance. Are you familiar? Do you know what I'm talking about? Countenance is your face, dear. The way you look and how you carry yourself and what you're. God wants you smiling and happy but there's some things that have dragged you down. Are you married? You're divorced. That's why he wants to change your countenance. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll get to you in a minute, Julie. See, you're going to come up here too. What's your first name? Mm-hmm. Nina. Oh. And you from here too? Or are you from Korea? Okay. Huh? Strong Christian? Yes, I'm not going to argue with that.
You Korean? Is she Korean? You Korean? Where are you from there? Japanese. Oh, okay. See, I have favor with Oriental people and everything. Yes. Praise God. Huh? Hey, see? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What's your first name? You in the white right there. Belinda or Linda?
Linda.
Hallelujah. Linda, God's going to give you some, there's something about finances. I don't know if you've got something coming from way off somewhere or something. You've been expecting something. If you haven't, God said to expect it. Something, some finances are coming into your life. I don't know if you expect or not expect it, but there's some finances coming into your life. Are you expecting something? Have you got a letter telling you that something is coming? But are you expecting a letter? Is it that type of thing? I'm not trying to get in your bank account now, dear. I'm just...
I'm always expecting money.
Huh? If you don't, talk to him, because he said you're going to get it. No, I'm only kidding you. I believe that God's got something coming for you, something unexpected. Something is coming into your life, a financial blessing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Now we'll go to the next phase. Whoever needs prayer, if you need prayer, if you want prayer, come up here now. You two come up here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. What are you telling them to say now? Huh? Raise your hands, both of you. How you doing, young man? God bless you. Good to see you. How you doing? It's good to see you. Raise your hands, guy. Just like stick them up, you know. Raise your hands, everybody. Oh, Father God, we thank you and we praise you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. You fall upon these people and bless these people right now, Lord. Meet every need, because we got a God who will supply that need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord, as we ask the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, to come upon these people, Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I can see something coming out of the spirit realm just rising up. It's pulsating, and it's like a worm, something that drills into the ground, but it's all like glass, and it's light, and it's kind of turning. Hallelujah. God's going to give you the power to drill or speak right into things and cause it to change. This power, this thing turning, coming out of the earth, you're going to turn the power of God and refresh people and speak it right into their lives. And it's going to withdraw out of their lives. And when it does, it's going to withdraw the poison and things in people's lives. Father God, we thank you and we praise you in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. All praise in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, every bit of it, Lord. Every little bit of it. Go! In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Every bit of it, Lord. Every bit of it, Lord. I take authority, Lord, and command it all to be loose from her life right now in Jesus' name. Every bit of it. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Right. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed Jesus. Blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, blessed Jesus. Blessed Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the blessings of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. How you doing, dear? Really? Woo.
Yes.
Wow. Well, Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord.
Yes.
With the anointing upon her life, Lord, that brings peace and healing, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You remember I said someone's got four holes in their stomach? You said you. Well, that was a true word. She just had a whole bunch of stuff removed out of her stomach. And they cut her stomach four places. See, sometimes things come across, they say, oh, he's just being rascal. Hallelujah. Do you need healing in your body, dear? Physical healing? In your arms or in your hands, or your wrist?
Arms, yeah.
Really? How long you had that? Did you come tonight with pain?
No.
Oh, you don't have no pain with it? Just
well,
when you use it?
The computer.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you're using the computer, you have it? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Make him do it.
He has it anymore.
I'm only kidding you. Which, was it just both of your arms, dear?
This one, usually.
Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch this with the healing power of Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. The healing power of Jesus. Every bit of it, Lord. Every bit of it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you have it too?
Oh, yeah.
Doing a lot of computer you made or what?
No. Labor.
Oh. What kind of labor?
Lynching.
Oh.
Moving heavy stuff.
Do you have any trouble with the hip?
Yeah, I do.
Which one?
My right hip.
Yeah, I thought so.
Deck of a trailer.
Really? Is there pain in it now? Does it come once in a while? Does it pop or something, do something once in a while?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. Close your eyes, raise your... What'd you say, the right one or this one over here? Yeah, okay. Raise your hand, close your eyes. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, I command this right now, Lord, to be blessed with your healing anointing, Lord, that this hip will no longer bother him, because right now I pat the poison, I pass the
pat the pain out of it. I do it in Jesus' name. Every bit of it. Every bit of it. Go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I took the scenic route. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you and we praise you tonight. We lift up our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We draw all attention to you, Jesus. You are the Son of the Most High God. We honor you tonight with the healings. We honor you tonight with the Word of God, with the praise and worship, with your presence in here, Lord. We walked in your presence by the Holy Spirit. We got into your ways and your thoughts tonight, Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank you for the transferring from Jesus into our lives, that everybody sitting in here, Lord, whether they come up or didn't come up, Lord, will receive the blessings of you, Lord Jesus. And tomorrow morning when they awake, they'll know that they have been in the presence of you, Lord Jesus Christ, because it'll be in their homes, it'll be on their bodies, it'll be on their beds, it'll be in their kitchens, whatever room they go in, the presence of God will be there for at least 5 hours. I just sense from you, Lord Jesus Christ, that the presence, the peace will be there at least 5 hours. And God is saying during those 5 hours, if you'll get into the prayer, you're going to break through many different things during those 5 hours. Doesn't mean you got to pray for 5 hours, but if you'll get into, if whatever's coming against you, whatever problem you're having financially or marriage or whatever it may be, during that 5 hours tomorrow, if you'll spend some time with God, in other words, God would have you pray in tongues, quote scriptures with your mind for a short distance of a time, and then let the peace of God come into that room and come upon you. Spend your time in the peace of God. You're going to see a breakthrough. Everybody's going to have a breakthrough wherever you need a breakthrough. Tomorrow. Not next month, not next year. Tomorrow you're going to have a breakthrough. Because God says his presence will linger there for 5 hours. And when you pray from his presence, you'll break through. Any one of the enemies or whatever it may be, you'll break through. And you will have your breakthrough, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. If you receive that by faith, God will bless you. Amen. Shake someone's hand, say something nice. Always say something nice.